fuck's sake, this fucking golf grip is too skinny.
Well, it's funny, mine is too slippery.
Well, I looked up replacing my golf grip, and it's so bloody expensive.
Oh, I know. You either have to go to Golf Traders in Stanmore, where they charge an arm and a leg, or Power Golf over in Alexandria, where they treat you like a fucking idiot.
Boys. You should try Alien Pros grips.
Alien Pros.
They're wraparounds. Great price, sticky. It'll fatten that shaft right up.
Alien Pros, the galaxy's first designer overgrips. For golf, tennis, badminton, and more. The right amount of tack and the right amount of size. Alien Pros, get a grip on your game.
Get a grip on your game.
Alien-pros.com. Hong Kong Galaxy Pros Holding Limited, made in China.
Perfect.
Great. Is that we're both working there?
It looks to me like there are two waveforms. One's larger than the other. You can fix it in post.
Yeah.
So is your phone off airplane mode yet?
Morning. morning, everyone.
When I last left you yesterday afternoon, you were ropeable.
Yeah, I was furious. I was furious. And it, my day got worse. But I think we should start from the beginning. But there was a culmination of things that you kind of caught the back end of.
Well, can I just explain what I came down to?
Tell the listener what you saw, what you experienced.
I entered your studio. You were furious.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just... For the past hour, you'd been receiving... I knew you had a brand new phone,
mm-hmm.
So I presume you were setting it up. But for the last hour, you'd been receiving one SMS a second.
Yeah. One SMS per second.
Which from Optus?
From Optus. At about the 20-minute mark. So 20 times 60, I'd received 1,200 texts by then.
My phone just fucking flopping around like a fish. Yeah,
like a fish on the deck of a fucking small boat in the Hawkesbury.
Just like sending like subsonic signals out. So yeah. People probably think it's like a fucking giving people Havana syndrome.
It was giving me Havana syndrome. Havana syndrome is real, I found out yesterday. 20 minutes in, I called Optus and I said...
On what phone?
On this phone.
With just going in the background.
And they said, if you want to discontinue a service, hit 3. And I said, yes, I'm done. I've been with Optus for fucking however long. And, you know, you stay with them for long enough, they give you more and more discounts and whatever.
Yeah.
But then, so this is the first time I've ever been on, like I've ever like been on a plan. Normally I buy the phone outright.
Mm.
And then just go month to month on the bullshit, whatever.
On the prepaid,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. I'm not fucking 17. Postpaid, thank you very much.
Oh, I just need to buy some credit.
Yeah, yeah, guys.
Can I borrow your phone? I got a text on. I just need to buy some credit. Shout outs, by the way, if you are on prepaid.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
No diss. No. We're just old. We're 40. You know.
The funny thing is now it's like I fantasize about being on prepaid with like a fucking Nokia. And just throw it all away.
Yes.
Especially after yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, so 20 minutes in, I
called Optus.
After 1,200 SMSs in 20 minutes.
And I said, shut my account down. I'm done with Optus. I'm leaving. I don't care. I got the phone today with the fucking complimentary watch. I don't care. I'll buy it outright off you. You can end my contract here. 6 hours in. I'm furious. And the guy goes, so... You're getting just a text message every second from us. I go, yeah. He goes, I don't think that's a problem on our end. I go, no, I wouldn't think it would be because you're sending them, you're not getting them. And he goes, well, I can't do anything to stop it. Have you tried turning your phone off and on again? I said, yes, I have. And I took the SIM out and put it back in. He goes, well, I don't think there's much I can do. I'm like, well, am I going to keep getting them even if I move to Telstra? Like, what's going to happen? He also suggested blocking the number. He said, block me, effectively. Block Optus. Genius shit. This was after...
When I came down, it was like, whatever, 4:03 p.m. is when I came down, and you proceeded to scroll back for like a minute, and it was 3:57.
Yeah.
There are just so many messages.
The text, and they're all the same. The message reads, there's been a hiccup with your Optus number share activation request.
No shit.
Try again after 4 hours. So this is to do with connecting my phone to the Galaxy 4 watch that they sent me, which is the watch is the only fucking reason I got the phone. I've had an S10 Plus, worked perfectly for 4+ years, bought it outright. It's been great to me. But I thought, you know what? I want the Galaxy 4 watch because I don't have to give you my fucking reasons. If I do, you're all going to think I'm a loser. But because they switched to the Google operating system and some of the golf apps that we like use the... Whatever, it's a nice watch. Plus $550 watch for free.
Well, you're paying for it now.
Free, exactly.
Yeah, no such thing as a free watch.
Anyway, it all started on Thursday when the Star Trek delivery guy just marked it as unsuccessful delivery for no reason. Like, mate, the office I had it delivered to has a receptionist.
Mm.
How could you be unsuccessful?
Yeah.
Then the next day, I'm driving to Mudgee for a wedding. And he calls and says, finding it really hard to find a park out the front. Can you just come out and get it? I said, mate, I'm not there. Why didn't you call me yesterday? He goes, oh, I didn't think to. It's like fucking Star Trek have a million other jobs to do beyond just delivering stuff.
Well, what presumably happened is he didn't even bother coming past, right?
Exactly.
Because like, they're...
He ran out of time.
They're contractors and they're paid per delivery and... You know, they're exploited and this is the world we live in now.
Yeah, yeah. Which is double fucked because it's Australia Post,
Bought Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe fucking sling them some fucking gold watches or whatever the fuck happened.
Cartier watches.
That lovely lady who didn't deserve all the trouble she got as a woman.
Yeah, my biggest problem with that was like there were Cartier watches that cost $5,000. That's not much for a Cartier watch. That suggests that they're battery operated. And if you're buying an expensive, watch, you want it to be automatic, right? Like there's no point. Like
totally.
A quartz Cartier watch, you may as well buy a Swatch.
Yeah. How are you going to find a battery on a deserted island? The whole value of these things is you can take them to space.
Yeah.
Anyway, so whatever, the phone thing, you know, eventually delivers yesterday, then the whole bullshit of setting it up, it's fucking annoying as I now like... really resent my new phone and watch. And then, you know, did some mental gymnastics yesterday afternoon thinking like, it's good that I resent these things.
Because
I'll use them less.
Yes.
And everyone talks about like, oh, you need to like use digital stuff less, whatever. I don't know why. Like, I think they're the best tools that have been created by man ever. You know, we're all, you know.
I personally think anti-racism is...
How misuse is doesn't speak negatively of the tool. See, that's the thing.
A bad workman blames his tools.
Yeah. I think that the Formula One's End Racism campaign is the best tool that I've ever seen. Beautiful. But then yesterday I went to fucking Priceline. I left work early and I thought I'm going to go to Priceline.
Mm-hmm.
Famously known as a pharmacy.
Yes, it is a pharmacy.
Right? I go to Priceline.
Well, it's basically like a makeup store nowadays.
Well, fucking how am I meant to know that? I walk in looking for a syringe.
Yeah.
Right? Not for any shooting up stuff. I need it for my DMT vape.
Yeah.
Very different. Because the juice the guy sent me came in like a blotter, which means that it lets out a big drop of the stuff. But the whole... into the vape is very small, so I need, anyway.
More precision.
Yeah, I go in there, I'm like, hi, you know, I'm reset, in through the nose, out through the mouth, the phone stuff's fine, Priceline lady. Hi, I was just wondering if you have any syringes. Why would we have syringes? We're not a pharmacy. I go, I'm sorry. I honestly thought you guys were a pharmacy. We're not. We're not. And just started like going off.
Golf cunt energy.
She was golf cunning me at Priceline about not having syringes. Like, how the fuck am I meant to know that you don't have something or do?
Yeah.
You know? But like, I think it's fair enough to assume that Priceline is a fucking pharmacy and might just have a syringe. She clicked it at me. She fucking lost it at me.
Maybe she'd received one SMS a second from Optus
maybe,
for the past 4 hours.
Maybe. Well, the woman before walked out, like the lady, they had some interaction. The woman in front of me walked out and then the lady working goes, all right, well, have a good day. And the chick didn't say anything or turn around. So I think there was tension there. But then she started linking it at me. The woman before stopped at the doors and turned around to like watch. It's like Mondays. Fucked up. I hated it all. Anyway, I don't want to have this cast a shadow over what's been a great few days for the meeting tree.
Yes. Yes, it has.
It has. We had a good weekend. I had a wedding, played cricket. Raph, what'd you get up to?
Bit of family time.
Some great days for the meeting tree.
Yes.
Anyway, have a good rest of your week and we'll catch.
Now, we released a song.
Mm.
And we're back. And you'd know that if you're a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah. Well, you'd know that.
Well, you know that anyway, but as in you would have known that earlier if you were a Patreon subscriber. Yeah, and know that if you're a Meeting Tree Instagram or whatever follower. Hmm. Although one thing, when I was posting, I think it shares to Facebook and then it doesn't. And like, we might have posted to Facebook, but maybe not the clip.
Right.
Might have posted an image to Facebook saying, scroll back on the feed.
Oh, yeah, nice. Well, I mean, you know, if anyone can get away with that, it's us. I think that's fine. It's funny. I think this song's gotten more love on Triple J than Are You a Cop ever did.
Yeah.
You know, which might be a bad thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, the numbers aren't great for, so like, of our song, so our biggest songs, quote unquote, like as in the ones that have the most plays and energy on Spotify, what Are You a Cop? Obviously didn't get any radio play. First Place Part One.
Wasn't even a single,
didn't get any radio play. And then The Sleeper was You Shouldn't Have Lost the Bag, I Shouldn't Have Lost My Temper. Wasn't a single, no radio play.
Mastered horribly as well. The thing fucking is distorted to the shit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Maybe that's why people like it. It's fucking like super hot. It's crazy.
And so, but then like radio play, well, we only had one song. I Pay My Tax.
Pay My Tax.
That was the only one that actually got like any significant radio play. I mean, that's a good song. It's got some plays.
Yeah.
But you know, so you're right. Like there's an inverse correlation with our songs and radio.
Yeah. We got to stop pushing them to radio, which, you know, that's good. One less thing.
Yes.
Do we open up about the, you know, our processes with this? I think not. I'm just riffing off the top of my head here. Like with regard to like what, if we had goalposts when it comes to putting this out, what are they?
Well, look, in this case, let's be honest. This was, once again, it was disruptive marketing at its finest.
Mm.
I think it was place our flag in the ground and say we're back and we're commercially minded. And I don't mean like commercial radio, I mean commerce.
Yeah.
The art of the deal.
The art of the dealer.
And what I'm really excited for though is I'm excited to have released music and I'm excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
Always. Like you shouldn't, I guess, be excited for something that happened in the past.
Unless you got some time stuff going on. You know, if you can figure out how to go back in time and relive. We've done this. We're going back in time by talking about going back in time to being 6 years old and telling everyone that 9/11 is going to happen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've done this.
Going back and arming
Baby Putin as well, all that.
Yeah, that's right, Baby Putin.
We spend a lot of time.
God, we're so fixated on the past.
I know, we're excited by the past.
Yeah, but we have things coming out in the future. So this is the first release of an upcoming EP.
But people might be listening to this in the future and our releases might be in the past.
Oh, totally.
So we can I guess in some ways we are time travelers. Like, if you're listening to this after we've released our second single,
yeah,
then we are excited right now for something that happened in the past.
Mm.
This is what people listen to this fucking podcast for.
Nightmare. We've got some EP name ideas.
Oh yeah, maybe we should. Well, we should put it to the patron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of the EP name ideas.
Yeah. The one that. Yeah. I'll say one. The one that I really liked that you suggested was, it's kind of a visual gag, I guess, but bioweapon, like bioweapon, but the O is an asterisk.
I don't know if people will get it.
Guy's an absolute weapon. Bioweapon. I think it's really good.
I'm reading a book at the moment that a few people suggested that I read, and like people IRL, and then actually
Harry Potter,
and then a podcast, a foreign policy podcast guy also said that it was like a seminal fiction text for him.
Catcher in the Rye.
It's called The Three Body Problem. And, like, they keep saying, you know, this other guy is a journal or whatever. It's like, oh, I just can't stop thinking about it. And this guy on the podcast was like, it really, you know, makes you think. It's something that we'll can't stop thinking about. And honestly, at the moment, I'm 41% of the way through. And the only thing I can think or can't stop thinking about is the one-dimensional characters and the ridiculously flat dialogue. It is a punish.
I'm shocked to hear that you're reading something.
What do you mean? I'm a reader.
Yeah, no, but like, well, I don't read fiction.
Yeah, usually I don't read fiction. You're right.
Like, corny, dude. But what's the?
I read sci-fi and stuff. Or in the past, I used to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a sci-fi, kind of, except set in the real world.
Can you explain what you understand of it so far, and then maybe we piece together the rest?
Yeah, let's do it, actually. Yeah. I guess this could be potential spoiler alert. Well, it's spoiler up to like 41% of Three Body Problem. Yeah.
And it might also we might also guess the end or make a better one.
Yeah, yeah. So the guy is a physicist, or he makes like nanotech. He makes like the strongest known thing in like known material or whatever.
Anyway, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And scientists keep killing themselves. Like they keep killing themselves and saying, you know, everything we know about science is a lie. Anyway, and some force has made a countdown appear in front of his eyes. Everywhere he looks, there's this countdown going down. And he was like, yelled at them like, I don't care about your cheap parlor tricks. Like, you know, yeah, so what? You've implanted a number counting down in my head. Like, I'm not impressed. Do something that makes me impressed. And they like make the background radiation to the universe like change at a particular time. So they have the power to kind of do this.
Who's they?
Well, we don't know.
Okay.
And I guess the final piece of the puzzle is like this concept called the three body problem, which apparently has subsequently been solved. But it's like, okay, so if you've got like two bodies, two like, say planets or suns or whatever, 'cause of gravity, when they get going, they can, you know, just spin in a... They're stable, right? They can just spin around, around, around. If you add a third to the mix, then it goes wild, right? Like, because of the gravitation... All three have gravitational pull, and, like, so they go in, like, crazy, unpredictable patterns, and it's, like, really hard to predict the outcome.
Yeah.
Like, and takes heaps of computational power. And he's playing a fucking video game that is vaguely about that concept and, like, solving the three-body problem. That has something to do with, like the big powerful thing, kind of wants to stop people from solving the three body problem. I think I don't even know that. That's now speculation. Yeah. That's basically where I'm at.
The like this like nouveau faux god, pardon my French.
Yeah,
has been making other scientists kill themselves.
Yeah,
because they've come to realize. From this thing that has given them visions or whatever, like my entire life's work is bullshit.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. I guess the other thing is he's playing this computer game, Three Body Problem, that like, yeah. Oh, did I say that?
Did they give him the computer game?
He went to, there's this other science organization called like the Science Frontier, the Frontiers of Science, and he went to like the woman who runs it house and she was playing this game, so he started playing it.
Right.
And it's like a VR game.
How recently was this written?
I actually don't know. Sometime between 1960 and like 2000. My vibe is around the year 2000, but it could be wrong.
Yeah, right.
But like, I kind of intentionally haven't looked it up because like, I think it's set in like the early 2000s, but the tech is obviously wrong and they don't talk about the internet. Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they don't seemingly have mobiles.
Sometimes it's easier just to leave that stuff out.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Phones would be easier to leave out.
Yeah.
Especially as like it really does put your book in a time and a place. But anyway, what do you reckon's happening?
Simulation.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, maybe he's in a, it's all a game.
Yeah, 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 exactly. The like, game infers and then, you know, the almighty beings changing the like background radiation and stuff. Did you play much Counter-Strike?
Yeah, yeah, I played Counter-Strike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you could change like the gravity.
The gravity, yeah, 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 yeah. It's just that, you know, you're the server controller or like, you know, the almighty being is or whatever. All these other scientists that are KMSing
yeah.
are just like, you know.
Friendly fire set to on.
Gravity 1000.
FF.
Gravity 10,000. Gravity 5. You know, they're all just 14-year-old kids whose dinners are ready.
Yeah.
You know, Marcus, stop playing your game. You know, but you're in there going like, man, that scientist, you know, just. I think that it sounds, you know, if I was to give a lazy explanation for all of that, I think it's some Matrix shit.
Yeah. You could well be right.
You know,
there are three books in the series. I am.
There's fucking four texts in the Matrix. You know,
that's true. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, how many in the Bible?
Oh, 50.
Gospel one, maybe. Gospel.
Well, you got the four Gospels. You got the Acts of the Apostles. You know, you got Revelations. You got the letters, of course. You got Psalms.
Yeah, Merchant of Venice.
Yeah, yeah, Merchant of Venice. You got Othello, of course. You know, if love be music, something or other, play on. No, no, no. Yep, nope. Yep.
Yes.
Bit of that gear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. In sooth, I know not why I am sad. It wearies me. You say it wearies you. But how I caught it, found it, or came by it, what stuff 'tis made of, whereof it is born, I am still to learn. And such a want wit sadness becometh me. I have much ado to learn myself. That's
Matrix.
John. That's John.
Ah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Old
yeah.
Testament.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the Bible.
I'm not going to correct you. I'm not going to correct you. It's fine. I do. I've been thinking about the Matrix a little bit lately, and also like some Nolan shit. I know you're not into your movies, but I do think that, you know,
Batman, Christopher Nolan.
Ding. Yes.
The Joker. Best acting ever.
Yes. Inception. Tenet. Interstellar. Do these movies ring a bell to you?
Yeah, yeah. I know that Inception's like there's dreams within a dream.
Yeah.
Kind of like computer games in a computer game.
Yeah.
Tenet. Is that the one about tattoos? No.
It's about going backwards. That's Memento.
Okay. Is that the same bloke? No.
Nolan directed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But Guy Pearce, who people mistake you for sometimes.
Ah, yes.
Was in Memento. The Tenet, you can go forwards or backwards in time, you know. Interstellar.
I guess you go into space.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you get the idea. Bit of time-space stuff. Nolan and the Matrix sisters?
The Wojcicki brothers.
Brothers?
Aren't they? You're the movie guy.
I'm not a fucking movie guy.
It's the Wojcicki brothers.
Okay.
Or something. Wojcicki brothers.
Well, maybe it's just the Wojcickis now, because some of them ended up not being brothers.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But okay. I'm not sure which ones.
The Wojcickis.
I don't know.
Siblings.
We're going to get fucking... People are going to respect us for this.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these guys are too cool to know about that shit. But the whole thing, you know, that I think Nolan has really nailed is he's taken these really quite abstract and could be confusing concepts, and same with The Matrix, and has turned them into, like, pop culture lore. People walked out of The Matrix when it first was in the cinemas and were like, I don't get it. Imagine not getting The Matrix now, 20 years on or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. How come when you die in the Matrix, you die in real life?
Yeah, yeah.
I still don't get that.
It's the brain.
But like, if you KMS in Counter-Strike...
if you turn friendly fire on in Counter-Strike and then change the gravity to really high, then really low. Or really low, then really high.
Do you die IRL? Maybe you should. Maybe the world would be less violent.
If Fortnite had real world consequences.
Yeah. For once.
Yeah, yeah. If
keyboard warriors.
Everything you built in Fortnite, you built in real life.
Mm.
So it's like if you built a big tower, before you could use that tower, you had to go out to your backyard and build a big tower.
Yeah.
The construction shortage, which I assume there might be one.
Well, you wouldn't be so superfluous, you know, with these commodities, would you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, what's wood worth? Or steel?
Or wheat.
Wheat.
Apparently a lot.
Barley. Yeah, wheat. Don't give up your stuff on wheat. I was about to say, tell us about the wheat stuff, but I feel like, you know, we don't want to influence the markets.
Oh, well, like, tell us about the wheat. There might be a bit of an opportunity to make some money for the people who are happy to risk a little.
Yeah, yeah.
The wheat stuff is... Well, so Russia and Ukraine, obviously, like, Russia is like the number one or two producer of wheat in the world. Ukraine is... fourth, I believe.
It's not a competition.
And Australia's fifth. Mm. And so, obviously, grain has just dried up from those two massive suppliers. And so, everyone's like, oh, great. Well, then all of the Australian wheat and American wheat suppliers are going to be able to fill that gap. And the price of wheat has spiked, so they're going to make heaps of money. But, so like, for example, GrainCorp has doubled in value on the markets.
Mm.
But that's... not necessarily the case. A, all of the inputs to make wheat are a lot more expensive, like being like petrol and yeah. like all of the pesticides and all of that shit. And B, shipping is incredibly expensive. So there's not necessarily any margins they're going to be able to extract out of that. So there might be an opportunity just to get a bit of a short on for like GrainCorp or, you know, some of the US subsidiaries. No. That's all I'm suggesting. Bit of market chat.
I saw someone saying that the price of Megarang is going to go up. Doesn't affect me.
Inflation.
Yeah. You should, you know, the price of wheat shouldn't affect you if you're no carbs, no sugar, no flags, no borders, no woman, no crime.
Mm.
What's the price of wheat to a man like me? Nothing. Couldn't care less. You can have your GrainCorp. I'm Pesco now. Pesco, no carbs.
Oh, pescetarian.
Yeah, no carbs, Pesco. It's hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually fucking better. I know this is probably who gives a fuck about my eating habits, but I'll tell you now. Pesco, no carbs, midday till 8. Clean.
It's a way to go.
Fucking clean.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an old man. I can't just put anything in my body anymore.
No.
Bloody, I'm 50 soon.
Yeah. It all happens so fast.
Yeah. I'm closer to 50 than birth.
Yeah.
Unless something catastrophic happens.
And you live a long time.
And I ten it back and swing back the other way.
Like, because I assume by 50 you mean 50%. That's how I refer to my age.
That's my age. I'm 80. Pray for me. Yeah, every time I have a birthday, you should all be very worried.
That's what we should be putting on everything, on all documents.
Speculative percentage of life gone.
Yes. I think we'd, like, the world would be different.
Totally.
Like, if your birthday was like, yeah, like, you're 99th, you know.
Mm. Imagine kids sport.
Well, like... I can't.
Right?
Help wouldn't me. It? Wouldn't it just cut out like anyone
who's? Can you imagine kids sport? Because I'm struggling.
I'm not good at holding things in my mind's eye.
Yeah, but like, would you have like?
It's the over 50s. Well, it's senior sport that things would get interesting.
Yeah,
the Masters.
Yeah, the Masters. But like, also imagine like, you know, you'd have like. Wealthy 15-year-olds playing against like poor 5-year-olds. 5%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, if we're talking years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it would just be under sevens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, and like Silicon Valley, like, you know, people who like are three.
Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's like
who really back the, you know, technological progress and themselves.
Yeah. Meet the genius who can quote pi to 20 numbers who's only three.
Yeah.
And it's just Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just eating, like, you know, the fucking, what's that, what's the QAnon thing that they reckon that they eat?
Is it like some lizard stuff?
Yeah, some lizard shit, like.
Lizard shit.
That you're like, they eat, like, children for their, you know, the pineal gland or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that your pineal gland doesn't calcify your third eye, or some would argue fourth eye.
Who?
It's a dick thing.
Third Eye's Blind.
Yeah.
I've only stopped to ponder the band name Third Eye Blind right now, but like in some ways that is pretty funny because it's saying like I believe in a third eye, but yeah, mine won't fucking work.
No, it's cooked. It's fucked. Well, but also the semi-charmed kind of life is a song about smoking shard.
Oh, right.
And like it has like censored bits. About the like the guy's quite clearly just talking about meth.
Yeah, or Crystal as they used to call it.
Crystal,
back then.
Yeah, yeah, which is quite a sweet name.
Yeah.
Do you remember that band, the Crystal Method?
Yeah, they changed their name just to Method, I think.
Yeah, yeah. They had some good shit going on. Funny when like drugs like that were romanticized.
Yeah.
It was like, no, this is actually good and fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some people went, yeah, you're darn right it is. What's this? And just do it heaps, you know. That's why, you know, you need a drug that you can just have ad nauseum that has no negative effects.
Yes.
The cops can't detect it. You can have it wherever because it's in a vape.
Love.
Doesn't smell that much. It's intensely visual.
Golf.
Feels positive. Yeah, love, golf. You can have it in both those times. You know, you can drive on it.
Go to court on it.
You can go to court on it. Your honours. See four of you.
And I love all four.
Yeah, yeah, I love you all. Here's the order in which I love all of you judges. Left, second from the right. Second from the left, far right.
Yeah, but the problem is then you obviously, you know, you and like you're sacrificing the rest of your life there because obviously polyamory is illegal, as it should be.
As it should be. As it should be. On purely on like it's gross grounds. I'm sorry.
Yeah, grow up.
Yeah, yeah. And don't think that we're, you know, being funny about polyamory. It's just that we come from a place where loving one person is a stretch.
Loving oneself.
Yeah. The concept of love expressed in any other way than just like gentle admiration and a smile. It's a bit fucked.
Revolting.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Australia's number one A Curious podcast, The Meeting Tree. Subscribe to the Patreon.
Check out the new single, which if you like it and you live in the Sydney area at the moment, you know, you can head to bubble.delivery and swap over that SodaStream canister now for a bubble one, $18, and it's got more gas than the SodaStream one could ever fit in it. Delivered same day, perhaps, depending on what time you are. You put your order in. Person that delivers it, 9 times out of 10, very, very good looking. Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.